Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. When I was watching Ollie drag the new kitten Bamboo around by the head the other day, I started thinking about tipping points again. Tipping points are one of my favorite phenomena. They're very, very common in nature, that point at which everything instantly changes. There are numerous examples of this throughout the biological sciences, and there are numerous examples of it in behavior. And there are numerous examples of it in the interactions we have with our companion animals. One very familiar tipping point occurs when our animals do something to us or each other that frightens us. For example, when I saw Ollie dragging Bam around by the head, there is that split second when I froze. That split second becomes the moment of choice. What am I going to do next? Am I going to freeze in fear? Am I going to fight? Am I going to lash out, yell at the dog, grab him, smack him? Or am I going to run away? Or am I going to do something else? What we do at those times is based on knowledge. The more knowledge we have about what is going on, the less likely we are to give in to the fear. So in the case of Ollie and Bamboo, I recognized this as normal behavior and I didn't worry about it. Just as I don't worry about it when the cat launches himself onto the back of a passing dog or stalks them as they move through the house and grab them by the tail and hang on for dear life as they go charging around the house. But it's that knowledge. You know, without that knowledge, it's so easy to give in to the fear. There have been two changes in the past 30 years that have greatly enhanced the fearfulness of companion animal owners. One of them is the lack of knowledge regarding normal canine and feline behavior. It's just not there. People may know a lot about training. They may know a lot about special diets. They may know a lot about vaccinations, but they don't know very much, if anything, about normal behavior. The second one has been the rise of the all-positive movement. When you find yourself in a situation where the animal is displaying what you consider negative behavior toward you or someone else, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't reward it, so you're stuck. You're paralyzed. Because of that, that paralysis gives the fear time to become embedded. And since you can't reward the behavior and you know that the behavior is unacceptable, then your only choice is to try to prevent it. Then we start rearranging our lives around the negative behavior. We start separating the dogs and the cats. We start gating off our homes, turning them into gated communities. If the dog growls at us when we reach for his bone, we stop giving him bones. If the dog doesn't like to have her nails clipped, we stop trimming her nails. Take her to the vet. Let the groomer handle it. And so we give in to the fear. In that instant, we tip. We tip from having a relationship with an animal based on mutual trust and confidence into a relationship that is based on a lack of confidence and fear. And because we have bred our domestic animals for thousands of years to take their cues from us, as soon as we relate to them from a position of unconfidence and fear, we create a fearful and unconfident animal. So when you find yourself in a situation where your dog or your cat does something that bothers you, stop. You're perched on the edge of a tipping point. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to respond out of knowledge, or are you going to respond out of fear? And if you don't have the knowledge, for your own sake and for the sake of the animal, get it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.